We wanted to get your perspective, Mr. Panetta, on what is unfolding today. And the first question I have for you is, are you surprised that the demonstrators who became rioters were able to get into the Capitol building as easily as they did today?
Frankly, I never imagined that I would see what happened today at the United States Capitol. I think there was certainly enough evidence that that these protesters were going to do exactly what they did, and that somehow sufficient security was not provided around the Capitol to make sure that it would not happen. And we saw the results of that, which were very disturbing to watch and probably more disturbing because they undermined our democracy.
You were one of 10 former defense secretaries that signed an op-ed piece earlier this week, or was it late last week? Jeff and I talked to you about it. You had to have had serious concerns. You had to have heard some things that prompted you to take such an extraordinary step.
Well, very frankly, it was exactly what transpired today that made us very worried that something like that could be used to have the president try to misuse the military in order to assure some kind of change in the election. And we wanted to make clear that that was not the role of the military and that there should be a smooth transition. But there's no question that both the president, in terms of what we were saying, and his continuing insistence that somehow he won the election when it's clear that that is not the case, that combined with the members of Congress who simply were playing with fire as well by trying to undermine the Constitution today, that a lot of that basically inspired the events that we saw today.
How should the White House have handled this? Obviously, most people who are speaking out about this on both sides of the political aisle say that the president should have done more. From your perspective, what would have been the right way about going about to telling the American people, and particularly these rioters, that it was time for them to leave?
Well, there's no question that any other president, at least in my lifetime, would have exercised the leadership of the presidency by taking charge and making sure that peace was restored on Capitol Hill and that those who were protesting were cleared from the Capitol and making clear that this was unacceptable behavior. This president, unfortunately, did not say that. I think, in fact, his words probably were more reassuring to the protesters than in any way urging them to stop. It's the price we pay now for a president who has largely been AWOL from the responsibilities of the presidency, and what he did today just indicates that he has basically abandoned his responsibilities to lead the country.
Do you think the mob that broke into the Capitol, do you think this was an organized attempt, and do you think there will be further attempts from now until the inauguration?
Well, I don't think we ought to underestimate what we saw happen today. I think a dangerous line has been crossed when people think that they can simply invade the Capitol of the United States and the House and the Senate and stop our democracy from functioning. That's a dangerous line. And I think the question will be whether or not the leadership of this country, both Republican and Democrat, recognize that they have to learn from what happened today and try to make sure that they continue to work together to make our democracy work. We can go in one of two directions. It can either inspire our better angels in terms of how we conduct our democracy, or it can inspire our worst instincts that we saw happen at the Capitol today. I think that's a question that all of us are going to have to answer.
I have to ask you about the international repercussions of all of this. Our allies look to the United States for leadership, and our adversaries, I imagine, would like some opportunities to point out the pitfalls of democracy. What concerns you the most about the international repercussions?
This is the worst possible message we could have sent to the world. We are recognized around the world because of our values and our freedoms and the way we conduct our democracy. And to see the capital of the United States invaded by our own people and our democracy, shut down because of those violent actions, that tells our adversaries and our allies, for that matter, that the United States is much weaker than it pretends to be. And that is exactly the wrong message you want to send to those who would try to take advantage of us.
You have so much experience, so much government experience, so many titles. One of them was director of the CIA under President Obama. When you game plan various scenarios, you anticipate the worst possible things that could happen and attempt to better respond and prevent them. I mean, was anything like the scenario that went down today on the table?
Well, look, there's no question that, you didn't need to have secret agents provide the intelligence on what happened today. It was in the newspapers. It was on the news. We knew that what the president was saying and what he was trying to incite. He gave a speech this morning to the protesters that essentially created, I think, the basis for the kind of incitement for what they did. And I think that both law enforcement and those responsible for security should have been better prepared to deal with the consequences. This is not something that was a mystery. We were all aware of the risks that were involved. And very frankly, if our democracy is going to survive, because it is fragile, if it is going to survive, it's because we're smart enough to take steps to make sure that this never happens again.
There are calls for new efforts to remove Trump from office in the wake of what happened today, either by impeachment or by the vice president invoking the 25th Amendment with the support of the cabinet. Can you weigh in on those options and how you feel about either or both?
The best option, very frankly, is for the House and the Senate tonight to go back into business count the electoral votes, announce who the new president of the United States is going to be and confirm that. And then basically move on to the inauguration of Joe Biden as the next president of the United States. Donald Trump, is going to eventually fade into history as someone who basically tried to undermine our Constitution and our democracy. I think that's a legacy that he'll have to carry throughout history.
Thank you so much for talking to us. We really appreciate it. Leon Panetta.